The wind chill dropped to minus 77 in Arctic Village last week. That's the coldest wind chill recorded this winter in a populated spot in Alaska. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. Minus 77 might sound bitterly cold, but he told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit it's not even close to record territory.
The record in Alaska is actually the record for any populated place in the United States is minus 100, and that occurred in January 1989 in McGrath. So quite a ways from the record, but still low nonetheless.
How does the National Weather Service calculate wind chill?
It's an apparent temperature. So it's a combination of the actual air temperature combined with the wind. So some of your listeners, especially ones that work up on the North Slope, may remember wind chills that were as low as minus 120 back in January 1989. And that's kind of the low watermark for wind chills. But in 2001, the National Weather Service reconstituted the formula for wind chill. And so when you calculate it using the new formula, it is, those were in the minus 80s and minus 90s. So cold, but not as cold as what some people might recall if they were around 25 years ago.
How did the National Weather Service arrive at this new formula?
Well, if you go back, the original wind chill formula was based on experiments conducted on how long it took water to freeze on top of a hut in Antarctic research stations. And they determined that over the years that really wasn't the best way to estimate what the apparent temperature is for what people experience. So they conducted some wind tunnel experiments and some other kind of theoretical models in the late 1990s. And so they came up with this new formula in 2001 that much better represents the combined effect of the temperature and the wind and how people perceive that. So the net effect of that is high wind speed events, there's a diminishing return on wind chill. So 30-mile-an-hour wind doesn't get you much lower wind chill than, say, a 20-mile-an-hour wind. And also at low, low temperatures, even a small wind really jumps the wind chill value up.
So now temperatures make a bigger difference than the wind.
Previously, the wind really accelerated the wind chill. So once your wind increased by every 5 miles an hour, your wind chill dropped dramatically. Now that levels out quite a bit more with a focus on the first few miles an hour of the wind speed. So it's the temperature that becomes the dominant player in the wind chill formula as it's reconstituted in 2001.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state.